朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
因为我们不能够再单单的凭着信心来依靠神。
Because then we can no longer simply through faith to trust in our God.
我们还要靠自己。
And we also additionally have to trust on ourselves.
我们必须做什么？
Is there something we must do?
不做。
If we don't do it.
不行。
No, we can't.
这就叫奴仆。
So that's called slavery.
现在摆在面前的
And now what is placed in front of us
就是提多
It's Titus
他是外邦人
He's a Gentile
他靠着信耶稣
He's through believing in Jesus
而且保罗在使徒们中间
And also Paul amongst the apostles
以及耶路撒冷的弟兄们中间
And amongst the brothers in Jerusalem
让他们清楚地接受
Let them clearly accept
提多不需要受割礼。
Titus is not required to have circumcision.
你知道这什么意思吗？
Do you know what this means?
如果提多在耶路撒冷不需要受割礼。
If Titus in Jerusalem does not need to be circumcised.
那么所有的人。
Then all other people.
都不再需要遵守这些律法的辖制。
No longer needs to observe the bondage of these laws.
一个人可以被神接纳
A person can be accepted by God
是单纯靠神的恩典
It's simply through the grace of God
真正的信心
True faith
就足够了
It's sufficient
然后到了第六节和第七节
Then when it comes to verses 6 and 7
至于那些有名望的
As for those who seem to be important
无论他是何人
Whatever they were made, they were
都与我无干
Makes no difference to me
神不以外貌取人
God does not judge by external appearance
那些有名望的
Those who are important
并没有加增我什么
Those men added nothing to my message
这个要注意
This you have to pay attention
你初初的看这一节圣经
And you just briefly, very quickly look at this verses
你可能会跟我一样
You may be like me
说保罗啊
You say Paul
你真的很不喜欢那些大使徒哎
You truly dislike those great apostles
你好像对他们很有意见哎
You seem to have a lot of opinion on them
没必要吧
Is it necessary?
他们有名望不错的呀。
They have fame and they are important, yes.
你的名望也不差呀。
Your fame, your reputation is not bad itself.
那保罗也是大有名望的嘛。
Paul is a person of great importance too.
何必这么酸呢
？Why do you have to be so sour?
但是弟兄姐妹。
But brothers and sisters.
你如果读懂保罗的话。
But if you understand truly the words of Paul.
那我必须跟你们承认。
Then I have to really admit myself to you.
这节我自己没读懂。
I didn't understand this verse myself.
所以我去查了好多好多参考书。
So then I actually researched in a lot of reference books.
我终于读懂了。
Finally I understood.
保罗为什么讲这些话呢
Why did Paul say these words?
原来那些假师父啊
And that these false teachers
他们是天天跟别人讲
Every day they tell other people
彼得啊
Peter
雅各啊
James
约翰啊
John
这些人是教会的柱石啊
These people are the pillars of the church
这些人是大有名望的
These people are of a great influence
所以保罗在这里
Therefore Paul here
他借的这些话
Through these words
他所要对付的
What he wants to deal with is
不是雅各彼得和约翰
It's not James, John or Paul
他所要对付的
Person that he wants to deal with
是那些假师父。
Is those false teachers?
你们一天到晚说有名望，有名望，很了不起哦。
And every day you're saying that they are the important and influential people.
他要让他们知道。
He wants them to know.
神不看外貌。
God do not look at external appearance.
你知道这个神不看外貌这句话。
You know this, this sentence that God do not look at external appearance.
其实不是最好的翻译。
It's actually not the best translation.
真正最传神的翻译，最准确的翻译。
The most accurate translation.
是 God have no respect to person.
That is, God has no respect to person.
在神眼中啊。
In the eyes of God.
没有一个人是了不起的。
Not anyone is great at all.
保罗是要用这句话去提醒这些假师父。
Paul wants to use this sentence to remind these false teachers.
不要在那里高举人。
So don't try and lift up people.
不管这个人多厉害。
Regardless of how powerful they are.
不管神怎么使用这个人。
Regardless how God used this man.
他就是个人。
He's just a man.
不要把他看得太重。
Don't look at him as too important.
保罗说
Paul says
就是这些你们看得很重要的人
Even these men that you view as very important
在我所向他们解释的福音上
In the gospel that I have explained to them
他们不能够加增任何的东西
They cannot add on anything
他们完全接受
They totally accept
保罗讲福音就是这个。
Paul said gospel is simply that.
不是福音还要再加上一个别的。
It's not gospel and something else.
这是保罗说他们不能加添我什么。
This is why Paul said they cannot add anything onto it.
然后。
And then.
保罗说。
Paul says.
第七节。
In verse 7.
保罗基本上说。
Paul basically said.
他们跟我完全站在同一个频率上。
They and I totally stand on the same speed.
神把同样的福音
God used the same gospel
让我去传给没有受割礼的人
And allow me to preach it to those who are uncircumcised.
神也把这个同样的福音
God also used the same gospel
给彼得
and to give it to Peter
叫他传给那些受割礼的人
and ask him to and give it to spread it to those who are circumcised
中文的翻译啊
at the Chinese translation
这个地方不太看得出来
in this area you're not able to easily tell the difference
好一点的英文版本
a better English translation
很清楚的让我们知道
will clearly allows us to know
这一节圣经
this verse of the Bible
只有福音只有出现一次
the word gospel has only appeared once
就一个福音
one gospel
这个福音
and this gospel
给保罗
is given to Paul
这个福音
and this gospel
给彼得
is given to Peter
换句话说
in other words
没有保罗的福音
there's no gospel of Paul's
没有彼得的福音
and there's no gospel for Peter's
保罗跟彼得都是传相同的一个福音
both Paul and Peter is preaching the same gospel
这是第七节告诉我们
and this is what verse 7 is telling us
所以六节和七节
Therefore verses 6 and 7
保罗很确定地让我们知道
Paul very decisively let us know
只有一个福音
There's only one gospel
然后第八节到第十节
And then verses 8 to 10
那感动彼得
He who has worked through Peter
叫他为受割礼之人做使徒的
For his apostolic ministry
也感动我叫我为外邦人做使徒
And also work with us through to Gentiles
感动这两个字
The word moved or worked
在原文里面
In the original text
它的意思
Its meaning
是产生果效的工作
It's a work that produces effect
神
God
使用会产生有果效的 effectual work
It's using effectual work
会带下果效的这个工作给彼得
And to bring down effectual work for Peter,
让彼得可以成为使徒
and allowing Peter to become apostle,
神用同样这一个有果效的工作
God is using the same effectual work,
感动保罗
moving Paul,
让他为外邦人做使徒
and allowing him to be the apostle for the Gentiles.
换一句话说
In other words,
保罗跟这一些其他的使徒
Paul and these other apostles
之所以能够有使徒的职分
The fact that they are able to have the position of apostles
不是他们的努力
It's not through their own efforts
不是他们的背景
It's not because of their background
纯粹是神自己的拣选和工作
Simply is simply the work and choice of God himself
所以
Therefore
才有第九节
Then we will have verse 9
又知道
And then they also know
谁又知道
Who knows also
当然就是那些有名望的人
Of course those are who are reputed to be pillars
就是那些使徒们
Those apostles, then.
他们知道什么呢?
What do they know, then?
所赐给我的恩典。
The grace that has been given to me.
他们知道神已经把做使徒的这个恩典给了保罗。
They know already that Paul has already given this grace as apostle to Paul.
注意。
Pay attention.
这个特定的恩典。
The special grace.
保罗没有说给了我和巴拿巴。
Paul did not say it was given to me and Barnabas.
保罗说是给了我。
Paul simply said it's given to me.
然后呢?
Then,
雅各,
James,
彼得,
Peter,
约翰,
and John,
被称为教会柱石的。
Those who are called pillars of the church.
就和我和巴拿巴用右手行相交之礼。
Gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship.
有意思哦。
That's very significant.
他们承认保罗是使徒。
They admit, acknowledge that Paul is the apostle.
所以他们接纳了保罗。
Therefore, they accept Paul.
行右手相交之礼
They carry up the right hand fellowship
有一个读圣经的人这么说
A Bible reader once said
这大概是历史上最重要的一次握手
This is probably the most important handshaking in history
他们不但接纳了保罗
Not only did they accept Paul
他们同样的也接纳了保罗的同工巴拿巴
They also accept Paul's co-worker Barnabas
然后他们对着保罗跟巴拿巴
And then towards Paul and Barnabas
说什么呢
What did they say to them
说叫我们往外邦人那里去
And then they asked us to go to the Gentiles
他们往受割礼的人那里去
And they went to the circumcised
同样的恩典
Same grace
同样的呼召
Same calling
同样都是做使徒的
In the same way they were apostles
但是他们有不同的侍奉的方向
But they have different directions in their ministries
保罗要去外邦人
Paul has to go to the Gentiles
其他的使徒
The other apostles
犹太人中间
They will go to the Jewish
你有没有想过
Have you ever thought about it?
合理不合理
Is this reasonable?
是犹太人多还是不还是外邦人多
？Are there more Jewish people or more Gentiles？
那应该是一大堆的使徒去外邦传福音，对不对
？So then, reasonably, logically, it should be a whole group of apostles going to the Gentiles.
应该只留一个使徒对付犹太人就可以了。
Maybe just leaving one apostle to deal with the Jewish people, right？
对不对
？Right，
对吧
？Right。
但是为什么反过来、啊、
So why is it reversed then?
啊，没想过。
Have you ever thought about it?
让我告诉你。
Let me tell you.
因为犹太人太难搞了。
Because the Jewish people are too difficult to deal with.
那么多个使徒去搞他们都搞不定。
So many apostles try and conquer them, but they could not fix them.
外邦人一个保罗搞定。
The Gentiles with just one Paul, he resolves all problems.
这是我猜的、啊。
This is my own speculation.
圣经没有这样说、啊、
The Bible didn't say it that way.
第十节更有意思。
Verse 10 is even more significant.
只是愿意我们。
It's just only willing that for us.
纪念穷人。
That will continue to remember the poor.
这也是我本来热心要去做的。
And this is actually the very thing that I was eager to do originally.
我为什么说这个非常有意思呢
？Why am I saying that this is very significant?
因为他说 ，there's only one thing， 只有一件事情。
Because he's saying there's only one thing.
他们对保罗要去做任何做整个的服事
They towards Paul is going to this whole ministry
没有其他任何一点地方要提醒注意
There's no any other areas that they want to remind him to pay attention to
没有说受洗的方法
They didn't even talk about the methods of baptism
没有说教会的组织
did not talk anything about the organization of the church.
也没有说你搞的教会怎么向我们母会来奉献。
They didn't say, they also did not say after you have set up a church to offer to the mother church.
什么都没有。
They didn't say anything at all.
他们只关心一件事。
They only care about one thing.
要照顾穷人。
To remember and look after the poor.
然后保罗特别下面加一句。
And Paul especially added one sentence.
他的意思基本上
，its meaning basically，
说我们是完全站在同一个阵线上。
We basically totally stand on the same line。
你们如果读《使徒行传》仔细一点
，if you read the book of Acts more carefully，
你们就知道
，then you will know。
耶路撒冷的教会
，the Church of Jerusalem，
其实是比外邦的教会有钱的。
It's actually much more richer than the other churches in the Gentile land.
那些外邦的穷教会
Those poor churches in the Gentile land
捐了好多钱
They have offered and donated a lot of money.
叫保罗带到耶路撒冷去
And asking Paul to take it to the church in Jerusalem.
去照顾耶路撒冷的穷人
To look after the poor people in Jerusalem.
好笑吧
Is it laughable?
听懂了吗
Do you understand?
然后这些人还说你们到外面去啊记得照顾穷人啊
And then these people actually say When you go outside Remember to the poor
从这一段圣经
And from this part of the Bible
如果你要想一想
If you think about it a little bit
跟今天的你我有什么关系
What relationship it has it to do With you and I today
第一
First
合一重要不重要
Is unity important?
保罗为着合一
Paul for the sake of unity
千里迢迢
He comes such a great distance
跑去耶路撒冷
He go all the way to Jerusalem
哎，你们不要以为去趟耶路撒冷像现在一样动不动就去旅游的
Don't imagine that it's so easy like today you go there to Jerusalem for a tour
上了飞机下了飞机不就到了
Just board a plane and get off the plane and you arrived
保罗那个年代可是十一路公车、啊、
Paul is actually walking with his two feet in those days
走死你我告诉你
It's so hard to walk all these distance
非常危险的
It's very dangerous
非常辛苦的
It's very hard to walk
但是他愿意。
However, he was willing.
后来我们看《使徒行传》十五章。
And then later on, when we read the book of Acts, chapter 15,
也是为了合一。
And also for the sake of unity.
劳师动众。
There are so many of them cause a lot of efforts.
来开一个教会的大会。
To have a great conference of the church.
可惜啊。
But a pity.
今天很多神的儿女。
Today, many children of God.
他们说的是话。
The words that they said.
他们做的事。
The things that they do.
都是在努力造成分裂。
They're trying their utmost to cause divisions.
而不是竭力保守神所赐的合一。
But not to utmost to God, the unity given to us by God.
当然了。
Of course,
今天的教会还有另外一个很奇怪的事。
The church today also has another strange thing.
是为了合一。
For the sake of unity.
牺牲了福音的真理。
They sacrifice the truth of the gospel.
现在已经有很多的教会。
There are many churches now.
我们为着合一。
For the sake of unity.
我们允许同性恋的做牧师。
We allow homosexuals to be pastors.
这叫为着合一。
This is called for the sake of unity.
这是非常危险的事。
This is a very dangerous thing.
第二个我们需要注意的。
The second point where we need to pay attention to.
福音上的合一。
The unity in gospel.
让我们能够接纳基督所接纳的。
Allows us to be able to accept what Christ has accepted.
无论他的种族
regardless of his race,
他的文化
his culture,
跟我们有多么不同
however different it is from ours,
你相信不相信
do you believe,
如果一个在非洲的回教徒
a Muslim who's in the African country,
他信了耶稣
after he believed in Jesus,
他和我们的关系
His relationship with us
应该跟你现在学校里面跟你同样文化同样背景却不信耶稣的人更要亲密
It should be more close and intimate with the relationship that you have with the schoolmates or people that has the same culture same background as you have
接纳别的信耶稣的人
Accepting other believers in Jesus
就是根据基督的生命
It's according to the life of Christ
不是根据他的文化遗传
It's not according to his culture or traditions
这是为什么保罗不强迫提多受割礼
This is why Paul did not force Titus to be circumcised
非常可惜
It's a pity
现在你到其他很多不同的教会去
Now you go to many different other churches
你会发现
You will discover
许多人会告诉你
that many people will tell you
你信耶稣
you believe in Jesus
很好
good
你没有加入我们教会啊
but you have not joined our church
我们教会
our church
不是别的教会哦
no other church
你必须要加入我们教会
you must join our church
那你才会得救的
then you can be saved
有没有听说有人告诉你说信耶稣很好
Have you ever heard of people telling you it's good to believe in Jesus?
但是一定要受浸啊
But you definitely need to be baptized.
你说我点水里过了
He said, I have this just the water on top.
Sprinkle
of water on my head.
那个不算
That is not counted.
没有把你埋到水里头不算
You're not buried in the water is not counted.
你没得救
You're not saved.
我碰过一个最离谱的传道人。
I once met a very most ridiculous preacher.
受浸了没有
？Have you been baptized？
受了。
Yes。
放到水里面的时候，脸是朝上的还是朝下的
？When you place into the water, is your face facing up or down？
至于那些比较简单的
，As for those who are more simple。
到中国大陆去，有人告诉你，
go,
不蒙头的是不得救的。
When you go to China, they will say those who have not covered their head are not saved.
那另外有一些地方就告诉你说，蒙头的一定不得救。
And there are other areas who tell you that if you cover your head, you're definitely not saved.
阿姨最倒霉。
And auntie is most unfortunate.
跟我去一些地方。
When he went with me to a place,
人家就说。
And people would say,
哪有一个基督徒的女人会穿裙子呢？
How come there is a Christian lady who will wear a skirt?
只能够穿裤子。
You can only wear pants.
穿裙子太不像话了。
To wear the skirt is really not making sense.
哎，其实他们那个时候这要求是有道理的。
Well, actually, their requirement actually is reasonable.
因为他们那个时候的聚会。
Because those gathering in those days.
都是坐在地上
They're all seated on the floor
或坐在石头上
Maybe seated on the stone
或坐在小板凳上
Or a little stool
这个女生穿裙子
For a lady to be wearing a skirt
如果又是不太长的裙子
And if the skirt is not too long
那个是有一点麻烦的呀
And there it is causing a little bit of trouble
对吧
Right?
所以他们教会就从那个时候开始定下规矩。
So therefore the church, starting from those days, they set this regulation.
信耶稣的女人。
Women who believe in Jesus.
不可以穿裙子。
Are not allowed to wear skirt.
过两个礼拜换一个教会。
2 weeks later, we change the church.
人家又有意见。
They have another opinion.
哪里有基督徒女人可以穿裤子的呢？
How can Christian women just wear trousers?
一定要穿裙子。
You must wear skirts.
哎，还是我们男人好哈。
And men are actually better, right?
有没有听说过有的教会
？Have you ever heard of any churches?
抽烟的不得救。
Those who smoke are not saved.
喝酒的不得救。
Those who drink are not saved.
不接受预定论的。不得救。
And those who do not accept the predestination theory are not saved.
不说方言的没得救。
Those who do not speak tongues are not saved.
戴耳环的不得救。
Those who wear earrings are not saved.
哇，那我们中间很惨啊。
So amongst us, it is really sad for all of us.
我还见过一个教会更特别。
I've seen a church that's even more special.
不可以戴鼻环。
You cannot wear a nose ring.
所有这些文化的东西
All these cultural things.
没有什么好坏
There are no good or bad about it.
都有它的道理
It has its own reasoning.
但是那个
But that.
不能够成为我们得救的关键
It cannot be a criteria for whether we are saved or not.
其实啊
Actually,
一个人得救以后
After a person is saved
你会发现
You will discover that
这些外面的东西
This external thing
对他来讲
Towards him
都是可有可无
You can either have it or not
真正的福音
True gospel
也让我们看到
Will also allow us to see
每个人都有不同的职事。
Everyone has their own different ministry.
虽然都是服侍神。
Although we're all serving God.
但方向不一样。
But our directions are different.
有的人。
Some people.
是对学生有负担。
They have a burden towards the students.
有的人是对 homeless 特别有负担。
Some people especially have a burden for the homeless.
有的人是对养老院有负担。
And some people especially have a burden for the elderly home.
有的人对着家庭侍奉有负担。
Some people have a special burden for the home ministry.
有人对着跨文化的宣教很有负担。
And some people have a special burden for the cross-cultural evangelism.
千万不要要求别人。
Never ask other people.
跟你的负担一样。
To have the same burden as yourself.
你看保罗
Look at Paul.
他没有跟这些使徒说
He didn't say to these apostles.
你们这些使徒
You apostles.
还说是耶稣的大徒弟的
And you call yourself the great apostles of Paul.
主耶稣的大使命你们都忘了
The great mission of our Lord Jesus you have forgotten.
你们一天到晚就只想着跟着几个犹太人传传福音的。
The whole day long, you're just thinking of preaching the gospel to a few Jewish people.
让我一个人去忙外邦人的事儿。
And allow only for myself one person to be busy over the Gentiles.
记住。
Remember.
同样是侍奉神。
In the same way you're serving God.
每一个人侍奉的不一样。
But everyone is serving differently.
你不要羡慕别人。
Don't be envious of other people.
你也不要生气别人不做你所做的。
And don't be angry at other people for not doing what you're doing.
你要感谢神哦。
You have to thank God.
别人没把你做的抢走。
Other people didn't try to force you.
别人如果做了你做的。
If other people were doing what you're doing.
那要你干什么？
So why do we need you then?
你的机会就没有了。
Then you would have lost your opportunity.
每一个人。
Everyone
要珍惜神给我们的机会
must treasure the opportunity given to us by God.
真正的福音
true gospel
让我们关心穷人
allows us to care for the poor.
什么叫穷人
who are the poor?
就是那些真的有需要的
those are the truly in need.
不只是我们身边的
not only those around us
就是在远处的
even those at a distance.
从旧约到新约
From the Old Testament to the New Testament
有超过200节的圣经是讲到关于穷人的事
There are over 200 verses talking about the poor
你就知道这是神非常关心的事
And then you will realize that this is an issue that's most concerned by God
也应该是你跟我每一个人所应该关心的
And this is also something that you and I should be most concerned about
你怎么知道你里面的生命有没有长大
How do you know if the life in you has grown up?
你就看看你自己。
Then look at yourself.
你满早从早到晚所思所想就是你自己的事。
From morning to night, all that you think and care about is about your own things.
那就证明你真的是一个很小很小的小 baby, 如果你得救了。
So even if you are saved, then it will prove that you are a very, very small baby.
你稍微长大一点
If you have grown up just a little bit
你就会开始关心别人的需要
Then you will start to care for the needs of the other people
我听说有一个高中刚刚毕业的孩子在我们中间
I heard that there is a recently graduated child among us
他住的地方
The place where he lives
跟他要去念大学的地方
The place where he is going towards to be the university
是可以走路上学的。
He is actually within walkable distance.
但他偏偏吵着一定要买部车。
But he's been trying so hard to buy a car.
你想想看。
Think about it.
会不会有人怀疑
？Would there be anyone who would doubt that?
说你这个小孩怎么这么不懂事啊
？You're such a child. Why are you so not understanding?
你为什么一定要买个车呢
？Why do you definitely need a car?
那这个孩子的回答
The reply of this person is
非常感动我
It greatly moved me
因为他说
Because he says
我买车
I bought the car
我就可以去接别人来聚会
Then I can go and take other people to church
这是一个懂得关心别人的人
This is a person who knows how to care for other people
不再单顾自己的事
No longer for just caring for himself
求神开恩可怜我们
May God be gracious and have pity on us
让我们一起在福音的真理上长进
So that together in the gospel we can grow up
我们低头有点祷告
Let's bow our head in prayer
天父我们把这一点点的话交在你的手上
Heavenly Father we place this bit of words into your hands
求你用着这些话
May you use these words
祝福你每一个孩子
Bless each and every one of your child
改变我们
Change us
让我们能够像你儿子耶稣基督
So that we may be like your son Jesus Christ
祷告奉耶稣基督的名
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ
Amen
Amen
朋友你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目我是玛丽姐妹欢迎你给我们来信分享收听后的感想也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语 祝福你的新生命。